Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama Daf Tzadik. The new Mishnah at the bottom of it all discusses the fundamental principles and rules by which the courts assess the payment for boshet, for humiliation, one of the five levels and areas of nezek that we've been discussing. And this is a bit of a more challenging one. How do you actually calculate embarrassment? When somebody feels humiliated, it's an emotional experience. Usually other things, you can calculate the value of a person. Something happens to them, say how much they were worth on the job market before and after, and you find the difference. We've seen the various calculations. When it comes to humiliation, it's a bit more of an intangible. Zeh klal, says the Mishnah. Kol lafi kvodo. We have this rule that everything goes according to the honor of that person. We have a statement, Rabbi Akiva, afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael, even a poor person among the Jewish people, ru'ino tam ki'ilu heim b'nei chorim she yardu mi'nichseyim sheim b'nei Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov. Even a poor person who seemingly is on a lower level socioeconomically than others, we look at them as a free person. We look at them as a free person who's lost their finances, lost their wealth, lost their property. But this is a person who has value, who has worth. Every person can feel, unfortunately, if it happens to them, can experience that sense of humiliation. The Mishnah goes on to tell the story of a woman who had her head covering removed while she was in a public place. Rabbi Akiva charged the offender 400 zuz for the humiliation. First glance, when you read the Mishnah, the humiliation being addressed is the result of some kind of physical assault, the result of a punch, a slap, hair pulling. The discussion, the Rosh, the Rishonim, however, add the following in the name of Rav Shir Gaon. These are the words of the Rosh. The Afal Boshe Dvarim also talks about verbal assault. And the idea is that we look at this person, that they have to go ahead and actually be mefayas. This person is punished. You've done a verbal assault. The person is going to feel humiliated. And that's a level that requires a reaction as well, requires a punishment as well. Mistabra, diyoter boshe bedvarim iboshet shochabala. Says the Rosh, very interesting thing. There's going to be more humiliation that comes as a result of verbal assault than of physical assault. Shein davar gadol kelashon hara v'dibash adam motzi al chaveros. Nothing worse than speaking bad words about somebody else, or words that come out of a person's mouth that are against somebody else on one's fellow. This is the opposite of that kid's rhyme that we maybe grew up with, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. It's actually the other way. Words of insult or lashon hara can create a deep wound, an emotional wound on a person. That can have a more devastating effect than a physical assault, which hopefully a person can heal from such a thing. It's true that hitting somebody is a Torah prohibition based on the verse in Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, Perech Hafei Pasuk Gimel. The Torah says, Lo Yosif Lahakoto. And we learn out, Rambam brings this, shouldn't add on hitting them. In other words, the Rambam is in Hilchos Chovo Lomazik, in the fifth parak at the beginning there, Afilu Lahagbiya Yado Chavero Asur. Even to raise your hand, even if you don't end up hitting the person, that's prohibited. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah at the same time does discuss a physical hit for educational purposes, so long as it is not, in the words of the Rambam, makat oyev, makat achzari. It can't be something that it's a type of physical contact with another person, with a young person, that it's like the person's your enemy. It's like an act of cruelty. Of course, that would be completely forbidden. In contemporary times, we certainly would be a lot more careful about these methods of teaching a lesson. Maybe that was one time in history. And even within the way that Torah is telling us, it's something that might be permitted, but it has to be done in a very limited sense, with a very specific kind of intention. There's a beautiful piece from Rav Kook in Einaya on this evolution and educational approach. It says, we need the soft and comforting approach. If we bring people to love, through that they'll come to fear Hashem. Until recently, this is Rav Kook writing over 100 years ago, they didn't understand this. This is something that's been understood is not going to work for our generation. And therefore, may we all, parents and educators and mentors, take these words to heart and to translate them into the love we show to our children and to our students.